a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire. It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
Welcome back to the Rasball Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, J.B. Gilpin, here with Slim as we brace for another huge downpour of snow, even there in Florida, right?
Maybe way up there in the north, but not down here.
Man, North Carolina is not way up in the north, and we're supposed to get like 5 to 8 inches tonight or some crap.
Oh, I was saying North Florida is way up there in the north. That's like 5 hours away to Jacksonville. I'm nowhere near it. I'm hoping I get into the 50s. That's what I'm hoping.
Good point there. Oh, man, so really unsurprising news coming out today, right?
Yeah.
It's
I dropped great, so yeah.
I'm keeping it in the open because it's really unsurprising. This is going to be a very unsurprising show. So if you're looking for surprises, this isn't the show for you.
Well, maybe I'll just have to come up with a surprise at the end then.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. All right, on today's show, go ahead.
Got about a half hour to think of one now.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty of time, especially with me rambling on and on, as I tend to do. On today's show, we're going to talk the Derrick Rose injury and the impact on fantasy teams. Then we're going to go through a game-by-game analysis of the four games last night, including some great play from one of my addiction players. Recap the RCL leagues, take another look at the leaderboard where we're all still chasing Pops' team. Took a little bit of a step forward over the field over the past week. And we're going to wrap up previewing tonight's games with another round of our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to pick up Aaron Brooks in all leagues?
Probably not all leagues. I imagine he'll be pretty good. I think he'll be south of what DJ did last year.
Yeah, I think I'd buy that. If you missed it somehow, I don't know how you would have. It seemed like I had a little bit of SportsCenter on this morning. It was like half of SportsCenter was talking about Derrick Rose. but he re-tore his meniscus. It's the same one he had surgery on last year. They're saying there's a chance he can make it for the playoffs, but we don't really care about that in fantasy. You'd imagine Kirk Heinrich's going to pick up some point guard minutes too, right?
I think Heinrich starts.
And then they bring Brooks off the bench.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah.
Be that energy guy for the second unit. So his role really wouldn't change. He'd just get more minutes.
Mm-hmm. A really good one, and I've been taking Brooks, is Brooks or Isaiah Cannon now.
Yeah, no, it's really good. And I think the upside of Cannon is higher than what I think Brooks' ceiling is on that team. I mean, granted, if Heinrich went down also, which he is notorious for, then that's just huge, huge minutes.
Yeah.
If that happens, then definitely Aaron Brooks. But as it stands, I kind of like the upside of Isaiah.
I mean, it's definitely close. I've been taking Brooks because I don't like Ish Smith there in Philly. I think he's going to poach minutes, and Cannon's just kind of a three-point shooter.
Can I tell you one more little thing?
What's that?
Chicago's got a 3-3-3 playoff, and Philly has a 4-4-4.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I have to take that into consideration. This late in the season, it means everything.
Yeah, but for me, I mean, this is like your last roster guy. I don't care as much about their playoff schedule, because, I mean, there's a good chance neither of these guys are on a lot of playoff teams in 4 weeks, you know? It's in consideration. But it's not like it's one of your studs that you're worrying about, you know, in your fantasy league's trade deadline.
But this isn't someone we're picking up just to stream.
Probably not.
If it was a streamer, then I wouldn't even consider it. But these are guys that we're kind of hoping we do have for the rest of the year, I think.
I mean, we hope, sure, but I still think that they're kind of last guy on your team sort of guys in 10ers or 12ers. In deepers, sure. I think in deepers, you know, 14 and deeper, Easily both of those guys could have been on the wire recently. I think that comes more into consideration because, you know, your replacement level is not going to be anyone interesting.
Yeah, probably. The only thing is, once you start really getting into these playoffs, deep into the playoffs, we're going to start dropping people. They're good people, they just don't have games. You know, Orlando guys like Elfrid in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be better off dropping him and streaming somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, other teams are going to be doing that too, so you might be able to pick up some guys that might be interesting off the wire when people make desperation moves, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
And another thing that I think this injury helps is I think it helps Tony Snell get a little bit of a more consistent role. Now, only for deeper leagues. I'm not talking about in 12ers, probably not even in 14ers. But with Heinrich moving to point guard minutes, you know, Butler's obviously cemented at the two. Dunleavy plays sometimes at the three. But, you know, when Butler's out and picking up small forward minutes, I think Snell's going to be in there.
He should. The only problem is this is Thibodeau we're talking about. He has no problem playing guys 45 minutes.
Yeah, Heinrich's going to literally fall apart.
No, I really like how Schnell has proved himself recently.
Yeah. I love that you put the...
I agree. I really think he should.
I love that you put the CH in there, making him German.
Yeah.
The Schnell.
Yeah.
One other piece of news that's semi-interesting is Thomas Robinson signed by the 76ers. They love their inefficient, crazy athletes, don't they?
It's interesting, just because he's probably better than any power forward they have on the roster.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, Henry Sims? Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Umba Omute? Well, he's playing more wing, but...
Yeah, and sometimes Covington gets some power forward minutes, but I think that was mostly out of necessity.
I think that was earlier in the year, too.
Yeah, yeah. I think he could get minutes. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, that's a spec ad in the deepest of leagues. I mean, is he available in the REL? Maybe, maybe not. But
he's on. Yeah,
he's on.
I mean, he's a high draft pick, so that kind of gets everybody.
Yeah, but what is this, his fourth team already?
Seems like I heard somebody talking about it the other day, some game I was watching, and they were talking about how, you know, people get traded around a lot, and it's not always because nobody wants them. Sometimes people get traded because everyone does want them.
Mm-hmm, and they just haven't found the team where they're going to have their role yet. I mean, it makes sense that Robinson in Portland was not going to ever do too much.
I mean, he's not a free throw shooter, right?
Yeah, he's a terrible free throw shooter.
He's not a big-time shot blocker.
Nope, and I think he has too many turnovers per 36.
So what, he's Tristan? That's our best case? Tristan with minutes.
Yeah, but he's got, like, the physical ability to have some upside. Wow, in 12 minutes a game this year, averaging a turnover per game. And every year, except for last year at 0.8, he's been over a turnover a game in low minutes. So, well, yeah. Last year was split across two teams, so.
Yeah, against second-teamers also.
Yeah, exactly. So.
It's not pretty, it's just interesting.
Yeah. So, something to keep an eye on in deepers there. So, looking at last night's games, we will start with the Warriors. And Stephen Curry is back, and that makes the Warriors an elite team. Shocker. Award-winning analysis right there.
Yes. Yeah, we will have to put that one up, I think.
In our Pulitzer nomination application.
There you go. We fill those out? All right, that's cool. I mean, we're everyone who had Curry, just, you know, huge sigh of relief.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear twisted ankle Curry, that's scary.
Yeah. 32 points, 8 assists, hit 5 threes, he's fine. Really not too much else interesting for the Warriors for me. All three of their centers are unownable, more or less.
Yeah, I think we kind of had that discussion a while ago.
Yeah, we've had that for the past couple months. I mean, I streamed David Lee in one league just because it was such a light slate of games. Got me 10 rebounds. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I have a feeling because of their playoff schedule, there's going to be like some back-to-back games that are going to be worth streaming them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you expect Bogut to pick up a block or two. He only had, he was 2-2-1, no steals, no blocks last night, but... you know, Spates took 12 shots off the bench, scored 16 points. I mean, it's just, they do what they do, but with such limited minutes, it's so up and down.
Yeah, you can't trust any of them.
Yeah, anything else with the Warriors interest to you? I mean, Draymond's been kind of slowing down, but another, you know, under 30 minutes.
No, not too much. Yeah. He's doing fine. I'm not looking to sell him before the, you know, deadline. I mean, people got trade deadlines coming real soon, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his last three games have not been great, but, you know, had three threes in two of them, so he's been doing stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out of my way to get rid of him.
No.
Steals and blocks together are still completely reliable.
Yeah.
And the assists, the out-of-position assists. Yeah, he's too good.
Yep.
He's Sean Marion before he became a scorer.
Yep, five dimes for Green last night. To the Wizards. I almost said Warriors. Warriors-Wizards. Tongue twister.
Bet the announcers missed that once or twice.
Did they really?
I'm saying I bet they did. I don't know.
Yeah. Gortat's been playing a little bit better. Back-to-back double-doubles. He's got a block in five straight games. You think he's picking it back up or kind of a sell high?
Probably more of a sell high. I'm looking at this game log, and I see a lot of less than 10 shots per game kind of thing going on.
Yeah. It's a pretty boring game for fantasy analysis. Good game in real life, but...
You know what he's getting, what you're going to get from Gortat. Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty boring.
If I had him, would I look to sell him? I would need a decent return.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably not going to be able to replace those blocks just off the wire. Because he's still doing that. I mean, that's basically why we have him. Is just rebound the ball, give me a couple blocks, keep me competitive there.
Yep, and you're good to go. John Wall has 8 turnovers, so... Good to see Curry playing good D. Thompson had 5 steals, so just got picked apart by the guards. Paul Pierce has a good game. I watched a tiny bit when Serafin was on the floor, because you know how much I love Serafin. He had 4 turnovers in 18 minutes. And on a travel, Randy Whitman was just yelling at him. And all I could think was, isn't Serafin French? He's not going to understand a word this guy says.
I don't think so. He's been here long enough.
Yeah, he knows. I know. I was just that's all I could think about. Is he's like parlez-vous? And he's like saying stuff in French back, pretending he doesn't understand.
I mean, well, they always said the Spurs was the team to pay attention to. They had like 4 or 5 languages being spoken at all times.
You gotta have a ton of translators coming out there.
You just gotta learn it. I mean, you just gotta learn those certain words, and you gotta learn them in 5 languages, and. Yeah. I think that'd be kind of fun, really.
Yeah, it would be. All right, so the game I watched the most of last night was Cleveland at Detroit, and for most of the game, this was a great game. There was a ton of energy. I thought it was going to stay close to the end, but Cleveland pulled away. LeBron almost gets a quadruple-double. Woo!
Yeah, not a good one.
The bad way. 19-7-11. But 9 turnovers. Did get 3 steals and a block, hit a 3. Only 6 of 10 free throws. I mean, it's pretty LeBron-ish kind of game. But one thing I do want to bring up is looking at his stats, he had never been over 3.5 turnovers a game except for his first year in Miami. And he's at over 4 now this first year in Cleveland. Do you think the high turnovers this year go down next year and it might make him a little bit of a draft day value? Or is his name value just so high that people are going to draft him too high anyway?
No, I think it'll go down a little, but 3.5 is still where I would peg him.
Yeah, which is still...
What worries me the most is the field goal percent isn't Miami-level field goal percent.
Yeah, 6 of 14.
That was a big thing that made him a top 2 guy, was the 56% shooting with huge volume.
Yeah, 6 of 14
last
night.
He's down, definitely down. I mean, this is almost career-low free first.
Yeah, under 48% or under 49% shooting. It's not good. So Kevin Love scores 24 points, and they're all on 3-pointers. Thragnoff!
Yeah, he only took 2 non-threes and missed them both.
Yeah, and I mean, he was red hot. I mean, every 3 he was taking, it looked like it was going in.
I mean, it's for his owners, they're really happy to see him actually taking this many, but... man, not much else going on. 9 rebounds, a steal. Yeah, he's tough to own.
Yeah. 2 blocks the past 10 games. 7 steals the last 10 games. Man, he only had 3 threes the previous 3 games. It's been a rocky road.
Free throw volume has fallen off the map.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's in Rocky Road ice cream again? Do you know?
Oof, I should know that.
It always sounds good. Isn't there like marshmallows in it?
Yeah. I think it's pretty much a s'mores.
Yeah, oh, yeah, kind of like a s'mores and ice cream.
There might be some sort of nut in it. I wouldn't quote me on that.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a little too much going on in that. The Cavs, and I mean, Mozgov gets 4 blocks, only plays 20 minutes. He's fine. Nothing else really interesting for the Cavs.
So Mozgov, is he at, who were we just talking about on the Wizards a second ago?
Gortat?
Yeah, what do you think about those two?
I'd rather Gortat still. I think the minutes are a little bit more assured. Like I said, only 20 minutes for Mozgov, even though he played really well.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's about what we're comparing Gortat to.
Yeah, I think I'd rather Lynn over Mozgov as well, but...
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
But Mozgov is in the Mustone territory of the fringy bigs, or the previously fringy bigs.
Yeah, the post-Whiteside Nurkic people.
Yeah, exactly.
But Mozgov, the minutes keeps him keeps his rebounds low, which is just annoying.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
With enough minutes, he'd be fine, but... I don't see it happening.
Yeah. On the Pistons side of the ball, oh, man, so much exciting things to talk about, and none of it has to do with Tayshaun Prince.
Yeah. I mean, there were people in the crowd that were excited to see him.
Yeah, that's true. So he plays 31 minutes, goes 7-4, 0-2-1, hits a 3, but I'm just mostly shocked at the minutes. 31.
Yeah, I mean, Crum Butler had a real good game and then had a real bad game.
And he's back to the bench.
He probably just cost himself the job. Jody Meeks, I'm pretty sure they've about given up on playing Meeks and Caldwell Pope together.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's where I wanted to go is KCP, as I wrote about this morning, looked incredible. 21 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, only the 1 turnover, hit 7 of 13, 5 of 7 from deep. But his defensive intensity, he held up to LeBron on back-to-back transitions where it was... Well, one was LeBron coming at Jackson and Caldwell Pope, and KCP knocked it off his leg and got a turnover there. And then the next one was just LeBron on KCP, and KCP was so quick and positioned himself perfect to draw a charge. It was just kind of, you know, things that don't pop up on the fantasy stat sheet, but just he just had so much confidence. He also had 2 threes where it was like... a 1-on-3 break, and he just pulled up and shot a 3 instead of pulling it back or trying a layup, and made them both. It was one of the best KCP games I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, he still is shooting 40% on the year, and I'm guessing that's got something to do with it.
Yeah, but...
He's taken a ton of threes this year. Almost half his shots are threes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up across the board. Yeah, he'll be close to top 100 going into next year, I think.
I think so, too. I mean, the couple of buckets that weren't threes, I mean, they weren't just, you know, long-range jumpers. He had to make a couple moves, and he can do a lot. I'm really excited with him next to Reggie Jackson, and if you happen to pick up Reggie Jackson, man, your dreams have been answered. 22, 8, and 9, almost a triple-double. Didn't get a steal. I know that's a big concern with you, is he didn't get the steal, but hit a 3 as well. Hit 7 of 15 shots, 7 of 8 free throws. He looks really, really good.
Yep, you're going to love the 2% you're going to get from him.
Mm-hmm.
If he can just consistently stay over a 3 per game, then yeah, he's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. But we knew that. I mean, anytime you watched Oklahoma City play,
yeah,
he was the best guy out there whenever Durant and Westbrook weren't on both teams.
How dare you say that about Kendrick Perkins?
Yeah. Did Perkins play? Did he come up?
Yeah, he played 2 minutes.
2 minutes and turned the ball over.
I think it was an offensive foul. So.
Oh, man. Imagine Tristan next to Perkins.
Oh, jeez.
How good of a lineup. Throw Dellavedova at point. Man, talk about a second unit.
All right, so moving to Oklahoma City. They absolutely trounce the Pacers. Shocker. Russell Westbrook gets a triple-double, which is almost a satirical shocker, too. Kind of almost expect him to get triple-doubles when Durant's out. 20-11-10. He's really good.
Well, you have to come up with some more analysis based off that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Award-winning. Yes. Award-winning.
He's good. Yep, he's almost in that category of top, six-ish players for fantasy.
Yeah, what's interesting is... On draft day, we were thinking that Westbrook was the injury-prone, scary guy, and now it's completely flip-flopped to Durant.
Yeah, I mean, I compared Westbrook to Wall. And, you know, Wall just has these kind of little nagging injuries, and those you can't predict those.
Yeah. Man, Westbrook is at 9-plus assists in 6 straight and 10-plus in 5 straight.
Well, if your best player on your team is, you know, in a hover round, then it's not much else. I mean, 18 shots out of Waiters. I expect about 5 makes from that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, Waiters got some extended run because this is a blowout from the start. Man, what about that Ibaka field goal percentage with Cantor there? Awesome to see. He hits 9 of 11. Does hit a 3 in this game. Goes 23-10 and 3 blocks. If you held strong with Ibaka, you are sitting pretty for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we kept calling him a buy low during most of this.
Yeah. So.
We still kind of expect Durant to be back.
That hover around.
So those words have been heard.
I don't know.
Yeah, but even if Durant doesn't come back, Cantor has really changed the way that team looks.
Yeah, he scores 15.
As terrible as that is to admit. I mean, once Steven Adams comes back, it's going to be a legitimate three-headed monster because Adams can play next to Cantor. Cantor can play some power forward.
Yeah, the Ibaka would have to come out for those stretches.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, well, Ibaka, you know, he gets 30 minutes. I don't think he's the 36-plus minute kind of guy. Most bigs aren't 36-minute guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's at 33, 32 and a half, which is actually pretty high for a big.
Yeah.
But still, I think it's a legitimate three-headed monster. I mean, right now, Collison got 20 minutes. McGarry got 18 minutes.
Yeah, those
pretty good game on McGarry.
Yeah, those probably absorb into Adams right there. Yeah, McGarry did pretty well. 9 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. But it was 19 minutes of junk time. I don't read too much into it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who was he on? Lavoy Allen, maybe?
Yeah.
Chris Copeland covering him?
I can't believe Copeland played. Yeah, pretty bad there. Yeah. Speaking of bad, Ronnie Stuckey got pretty close to that 30 points for you.
I mean, if you add his points with his plus minus, oh, that's in the wrong direction. That didn't work. Yeah, I mean, I didn't actually think he was going to score 33 games in a row, but I don't think anybody scored 30 today.
I was just giving you a hard time. Score. Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a tough game for 30-point challenge. You know, George Hill goes 13-2-8. The rest of this, I mean, there's nothing really else to take away from this game. This was just a blowout, nasty game.
Yeah, Roy Hibbert's been tough to own. He's been getting about 24 minutes every night.
Yeah.
I mean, given the minutes to Mahimi.
Mahimi.
I mean, there's probably a silent letter in there, I'm thinking.
One of them. I don't know which one. One of the I's.
No. I think, how about a silent H? Mimi?
Mahimi.
Mahimi.
Yeah, I mean, I don't own Hibbert anywhere, but single-digit points in 4 straight. You know, had single-digit rebounds until last night and only had 10. Only 5 blocks past 4 games. This is why... Wow, didn't even top 25 minutes the last 4 games. This is why I don't have Roy Hibbert everywhere, and he was outside my top 100.
Yeah, it hasn't been fun.
Yeah, so
he's been okay. I mean, and the 12er, that's the unfortunate part, is owning him. The only place I have him is a pretty deep league, so.
Would you rather have Hibbert or Mozgov?
Yeah, that's pretty comparable. But I think I'd probably rather go Mozgov because I hate what Hibbert's been doing to field goal percent.
Yeah, 3 for 8 last night.
That's probably where I would go with that, yeah.
Micah Mozgov, too.
What's that?
Micah Mozgov, too.
But Hibbert goes 4-4-4 in the playoffs, and Mozgov goes like a 4-3-2 or something like that.
Yeah. That one, I think, because Mozgov and Hibbert are guys that I don't think are like your last upside guard.
That wouldn't matter as much to me because you're probably moving them out at some point.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, yeah, that's a good point. That's definitely tough for Mozgov there. Final game of last night, we got Dallas beating Toronto 99-92. And, dropping Rajon Rondo. Are we at that point?
Have you done it?
No.
Thinking about it. No, I still have Fareed. I shouldn't talk.
Yeah. I mean, Rondo gets outplayed by Devin Harris in 28 minutes, who had a great game. Harris went 14-3-5 with 4 steals and no turnovers. And even J.J. Barea looked better, going 13-1-3 with 3 threes in 19 minutes. Now, Rondo was benched in the third quarter, got in a fight with Rick Carlisle, only played 18 minutes, and Carlisle didn't put him back in the game. But that is no bueno.
No, and I don't think when he was traded they re-signed him. I don't know what's going to happen with him in the offseason.
Lakers!
Oh, man. You mean Knicks?
Knicks, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Well, he doesn't really fit the triangle. But,
I don't know.
Yeah, Lakers, that would make sense. I would love to see Lynn backing up Rondo. That's clown.
Oh, that'd be brutal. Nice.
For this year, I couldn't blame anybody for dropping him.
In a tenner? Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't still, but it's hard to argue doing it if you're jostling for a playoff position, which I am in one league, the one I have Rondo.
I mean, I'm looking at this assist-to-turnover ratio like the past, I don't know, 10 games or so, and it is ugly.
He has more turnovers than assists, right?
Well, he had one game where he had 9 assists to 2 turnovers. But other than that, there's a couple of – I mean, there's a 3 assists, 6 turnovers, 6 assists, 5 turnovers. I wouldn't want anything to do with this.
It's just so hard to drop him, though. It's maybe something.
He doesn't shoot threes. He kills both percents.
No, you're wrong there. He shoots threes, but he just misses them all.
There you go. Yep. 25%,
yeah.
Right around career levels. He was 38% last year.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, sorry, I'm looking that wrong. He's 38% in Dallas.
Brutal stuff there. So while Chandler Parsons out, I think Al-Farouq Aminu is going to be interesting. Had a really good game last night. 9 points, 12 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks, hit 4-9. You know, had some negatives, had 4 turnovers and missed one of his 2 free throws, but... You know, good streamer until Parsons is back.
I guess. I mean, you see what he did against Charlotte the game before, right?
Oh, he was brutal, but so was, you know, Devin Harris, and these two were my 2 stream calls in this game, and they did well. I just want to toot my horn. I like tooting.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
The 4 turnovers, those are out of line with his career numbers by a lot, so.
Yeah.
Not worried about that staying. The blocks are strange. I'm looking at his game log, and he actually has, like, almost 2 blocks a game.
He's always been a good defensive player.
Okay.
Give him the minutes, and he'll get blocks.
He got 27 minutes in New Orleans one year. He got 0.7, and that's his career high.
Ew. Didn't think that.
I would buy one block per game as kind of a ceiling.
Yeah.
But he's shooting threes. His career high, almost 2 threes attempted per game. At a terrible percent, but, you know, at least he's helping there.
Yeah.
It's okay. A streamer call, sure. I'm pretty sure Parsons will be back.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when that happens, Aminu will be back to a lower bench role. I mean, it's not like Richard Jefferson's, even though he's starting, going to do much. I mean, he's your favorite player, I know that, but Yeah.
yeah, well, as long as he's, hurting a player like Aminu, I'm not too worried about it. not like he's blocking my Alec Burks anymore.
Very true. Tyson Chandler tweaks his hip. Sounds like he'll probably be okay, but, man, it really seems like it's wearing down on Chandler. It feels like he's had 3 or 4 ankle sprains, but it's gotten through him. I mean, it's good to see him healing up, but getting a lot of bumps and bruises.
I mean, he's up there. He's, what, 32? Yeah, 32 now.
And he came out of high school, too, right? So, it's a lot of NBA minutes. Yeah, came out of high school.
Yeah, I mean, he's been okay since, because he got a little injury scare before the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be coming out of that just fine.
Yeah, well, if it's messing up his hip, then maybe the cankle rolled its way up to the hip. You know the ankle bone's connected to the hip bone, right?
There might be one or two in between, but yeah.
Nah, yeah, don't fact check that. all right, so the Raptors, where 3 bench guys scored double digits. Lowry wasn't great. DeRozan shot 7 of 21. He wasn't great. Valanciunas didn't play well. James Johnson had a decent game. Really nothing interesting at all to talk about with the Raptors.
No, and most of their guys are kind of hit or miss, other than DeRozan. I mean, at least for him, you're getting bad field goal percent.
Yeah, Lou Williams, but up and down. That's what happens when you're a three-point shooter.
Yeah, I think Amir Johnson got into foul trouble.
Yeah. 4 fouls in 19 minutes, that will happen. That helped Patterson get up to 28. You'd kind of expect Patterson to play 28-ish minutes anyway. I mean, he had a decent game.
And he's in a little bit of a slump, but they're going to keep running him out there. Chuck Hayes got 14 minutes, so.
Yeah.
They have to play Patterson. They don't have a choice.
Patterson, 2 threes, 12-7-1-0-1. Did have 2 turnovers. Usually he's not a turnover guy, but very usable for 14ers and deeper.
Right, so like we'll say like a 12 team league. Who would you rather have, Patterson or I don't know, James Johnson?
You see who played more minutes, right?
yeah, I saw that.
I'd rather have James Johnson because even though I think it'll be inconsistent, I think his steals and blocks upside on a night to night basis. I think they'll be bunchy. He goes in stretches where there's none, and then stretches where he had a 4-steal, 4-block game a couple ago. I'd rather have Johnson, but they're close.
All right. I just wanted to hear you say it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I put the money on and the bet with you is that Patterson would play more minutes.
Oh, that's all that matters is minutes. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm in a minutes played only league. Come on.
What do you think about this Lowry drought that we've been dealing with? Pretty much ever since DeRozan came back, right?
I know that that's like there's the big causation there, but he still was had good assist games here and there. He's just shooting a little cold lately. I don't think DeRozan makes you a worse shooter. I mean, he's 3 for his last 19 from deep. Wow, you can, and 6 for his last, quick math here, 32, I think, the last 5 games. Oh, wait, no, that's the All-Star. Why are the All-Star game numbers thrown in his game log on Yahoo? What are you doing?
I don't really care that he went 2 for 11 in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I know. Changed team from Toronto to the Eastern Conference All-Stars. Yeah. Then traded back to Toronto after the All-Star. Yeah, that
sucked. Wow, that's a lot of logistics involved there.
The last time he shot 50% from the field was February 6th. Only that one game in the past 10.
Yeah, the numbers overall are almost identical to last year. Threes are down a little bit, but his percent is down, so you kind of expect it.
Yeah, I mean, the assists are down a tiny bit. I think he'll be fine. I think it's a good buy low.
Okay.
So, would you take Lowry for Kevin Durant? There's a good one.
I'd probably look elsewhere first, especially since Lowry doesn't have a particularly good playoff schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd look other places first.
Interesting there. All right, so looking at the RCL leagues, the Rasball Commenter Leagues 2014-2015, where Pops' team continues his reign of terror in the Take on J. Wrong League, up to 211 RCL points with a record of 105-47-1. We've got five teams now with 100 wins, and you are not one of them, Slim, because you're terrible.
I know. I lost assists last week.
Disappointed.
But, you know, no Kemba, no Collison.
Three-game week.
Yep, it was I mean, I still won 6-3, so I did fine. Yeah. Survived it. That's pretty much what you have to think about those short weeks. Got to survive them.
Dude, my random commenter league, I'm 88-65-0, 27th on the overall standings, and I'm 6th. The top five teams all have crazy records.
Yeah, you got some competition there.
Yep, so I do unfortunately have Durant on my one team, and I probably should trade him. I was offered something really, really bad, but... that was in the other RCL. Green Beans offered me Kevin Durant and MKG for Millsap and Wiggins, and I turned it down.
Wow. It's interesting.
I mean, MKG's worthless.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Oh, you said MKG, not... There's too many of these guys. Okay.
Yeah,
that's basically a one for two.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pick somebody up off the wire, which a lot of times is a good thing.
Yeah.
But you're probably not going to get Wiggins off the wire. Yeah, I'd probably reject that one, too.
Yeah, I said I needed something better than MKG as the sweetener. And I actually think that's the best way to try to trade Durant. Durant plus something that isn't helping your team needs for two guys that help your team needs. I think that's the way to trade Durant away.
Yeah, you can't go at it thinking, oh, I'm only going to take Harden, because you're just not going to get him.
Yeah. Couple questions that were asked today. Would you take Lillard or Cousins straight up for Durant? And I think I would for both.
Okay. I do like Lillard. He's got that playoff schedule, which is kind of nice. He's been in a slump, so people are kind of selling low right this second. Yeah, I would take Lillard. Cousins... God, I hate those turnovers. It's the one thing about him that really turns me off.
Yeah, but Durant gets turnovers, too, that aren't on your team.
I mean, yeah, but he also does it with... Yeah, I mean,
with better numbers. I know, but...
I mean, Cousins is still top 15 by Yahoo with 4.5 turnovers a game. I mean, the great thing about Cousins is he's turned that free throw percent around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's that almost 80% at 9 a game. Field goal percent is down, but... Yeah, he should be fine. I would take it.
Yeah, I imagine if you have Durant, you don't have too many other high turnover guys just because where you got him in the draft and you have more ancillary people on your team. But, I mean, unless you went Durant, MCW, and all the other turnover-prone dudes.
Yeah, you probably didn't draft Cousins with Durant just because Cousins was drafted long before.
Yeah.
And all the big turnover guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I'm looking at my Durant team, and, I mean, I've got Lawson, unfortunately, have Rajon Rondo. But no one else is really too crazy turnover-prone to where I would have to turn down Cousins. I need to trade Durant off this team and try to make the playoffs, but I'm lazy. Yeah,
try to make the playoffs in every team. Come on.
I'm lazy. I'm in my walker trying to get to the finish line of the playoffs. They just did surgery on my foot again, but I don't know if I can make it.
Yeah, I'm wondering what kind of offer I could make to you.
Do it, man. Let's do a trade. Let's do a trade on air.
Want to try?
Yeah.
Man, you're not going to like this.
Do you have extra Do you have extra point guards at all?
MCW's got to be one of them.
I'll take MCW in something.
Okay.
Why the hell not?
All right. I already discussed Gordon Hayward the other day, and I can't do that one.
I need threes. Do you have any low-end threes guy?
I ain't calling Covington low-end.
Yeah.
You know, man, this team is looking so good. Dragic, Lillard, Hayward, Wiggins, Antioch, Covington, Gorgie, Favors, Ibaka.
Ugh. That is a good team.
Scary come playoff time.
Yeah, give me MCW and Covington, and I'll give you Durant plus something.
Wow.
So I really like Covington.
Covington's been good for me.
I know.
I can't. Yeah, I.
You want to
get rid of my only injured guy? That would be fine.
You want Isaiah Cannon?
No, I have enough low-end point guards. I'm still riding Clarkson.
You don't want Elfrid?
No, that playoff schedule doesn't help me, and I know I'm in the playoffs.
Mm. Well, this trade negotiation has gone bust.
Yeah, I mean, we're close, because I would love to get rid of MCW and actually get something back.
And I need another point guard, even if it is really...
He should be back. Real soon,
numbers.
Right?
Yeah. Even if it is inefficient numbers, I could use an extra point guard.
Yeah, they're saying back tonight.
I could also use a big man. Do you have a low-end big man?
Not really. I've been kind of riding my big three of Ibaka, Favors, Gorgie for most of the year.
You wouldn't do MCW and Gorgie for Durant?
No. Mm. I'd put way too shallow in the bigs. I mean, I got Henson. I still haven't dropped. I think I should.
What if? Do you want Mason Plumlee?
Uh-oh. So you're pretty sure you can make the playoffs, right?
I don't know. I need
against the number two team this week.
Need a boost.
Need double.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why I need Durant off. I'm only three games out of a playoff spot. So
okay. Yeah, anyway. I'm looking at this team. Got Monte and Thaddeus.
It's a terrible team. Too many injuries.
Oh, Nerland's really well for you.
Yeah, Nerland's ended up being... This was the team I drafted Jabari pretty early as well. That obviously hurt. You know, Al Jefferson was out a month.
All right, well, I'm going to put some serious consideration to those two.
All right, we'll talk MCW. More off air, but hopefully that was helpful to some Durant owners in figuring out what to do with Durant if they really need to make a playoff push.
Yeah, it doesn't help that I know this, and I have most of the negotiating power here.
Oh, I don't really care.
Well, you know. I'm not a very nice negotiator. I can admit it.
And I'm so tight B that I'm just like, whatever. All right, so
yeah, I so rarely take someone else's offer. So rare that I do that.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty rare doing that as well. All right, so looking at tonight's games, we've got a heavy Wednesday slate. Very exciting to see everyone playing, even though there's no one healthy in the NBA anymore. Let's see, what are some big...
Wade's healthy.
Is Wade healthy? Oh, yeah, that's... I wonder if Jason Richardson... Jason Richardson might play. Yeah, so we got our stalwarts in there.
Yeah.
So what to watch for tonight? I don't know if you saw this morning and laughed at it, but I called Kevin Garnett. I almost said Durant. Kevin Garnett, a streamer.
With this many teams playing? Oh, man. You got to be able to find something better than that.
25 minutes of... Decent minutes, you know, probably start, feed off some energy from Minnesota. I think you could have a decent game.
How about Garnett versus Udonis?
Oh, much rather stream Garnett.
Versus Aminu?
Yeah. Oh, versus Aminu? Ooh. Mm. Who's Dallas against at Atlanta? Kind of depends on needs. You know, you expect a couple more steals and threes from Aminu, possibly. Garnett, maybe a few more points, a little better percent.
I don't have much faith in Garnett doing much of anything.
I mean, it's a one game. I think this is just kind of like the narrative builds up to a one game, interesting game, you know?
I agree. He's going to have one game where he wants to show the crowd that, you know, look what I used to be.
Yeah, and why not this one with Paul Pierce across from him, you know?
It's possible. I can't say it's impossible. Wow, he's ranked 148th overall.
Wow.
How is that possible?
As Kevin Garnett would say, anything is possible.
Top 150. I don't think we had him in our top 150.
I don't think I had him ranked.
There's no way we ranked him.
No. Other good games tonight. Man, a lot of bad men. Oh, the Clippers at Houston should be a good game. A lot of other scrubby matchups. Dallas at Atlanta, as we mentioned, should be a good one. Then the late game should be really good. San Antonio at Portland. But other than that,
a lot invested in that Phoenix Denver game.
Yeah, hopefully Brandon Knight goes nuts. We'll see.
Yeah, so I saw they gave Yahoo gave who's that guy I picked up the other day?
LaVert?
Guy from the Suns. The back.
Oh, Archie Goodwin?
Yeah. Yahoo gave him point guard eligibility.
Oh, that's good.
Did he play point guard? I didn't think he did.
Oh, no, he shouldn't at all. That's weird.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that came from, but he's hitting minutes. Jalen Green isn't.
Maybe they're assuming because Phoenix doesn't have a backup point guard now that they're going to put that in Archie's eligibility. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, I'm pretty sure once he gets it in Yahoo for basketball, it never goes away.
I think it can change to next year, but not for the rest of this year.
All right, because I know a lot of these people have eligibility that, you know, you look at, what am I thinking, like Duncan with center eligibility.
Yeah, Jakar Sampson, who's been playing backup point guard, I don't really know this because he's on my REL, playing backup point guard and shooting guard, he's small forward and power forward eligible, Jakar Sampson.
Nice. Yeah, now Yahoo's eligibility is all over the place.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not Yahoo's fault. They pull it in from some sort of NBA source that makes these calls, I don't know. So it's really funky how it works. It's not a very scientific system, unlike baseball, where it's like you have your 10, you either make 5 starts or have 10 appearances at a position, and it's clearer to see. In basketball, it's all kind of a milieu.
You know, actually, now that I look at this, that Phoenix-Denver game, that's kind of interesting. I really like the idea of watching Nurkic going against Alex Lynn.
Ooh, that is a good matchup. I'll probably watch a good bit of this, too, because I haven't watched too much of Brandon Knight on the Suns yet, and you know he's one of my favorite players.
Yeah, no, that's kind of interesting. I'm pretty sure Wilson Chandler's still out, so we could see some more Gary Harris start.
Oh, I hope he's not out. He's also on my team. Let me pull that up. But he was out with a groin strain. But, yeah, he's doubtful with a hip. Is your hip connected to your groin?
I don't know. I'll ask Shakira someday.
All right. And then, if MCW is probable going against his former team, the Sixers, should be a pretty good game there, especially when you trade him to me for Durant.
Okay. I don't think you'll get him tonight, but okay.
all right, so...
There's nothing he could do in this game that would change my mind about how I see him. He goes 20-10-10, you know, doesn't turn the ball over and hits all his free throws. His price didn't change for me.
Probably not, but there is optimism with changing to a different team.
I think that take time, though.
Me too. I highly doubt he gets a triple-double with no turnovers, though.
He's got a better chance of getting a triple-double with turnovers.
That's a very, very good point. All right, so for our 30-point challenge, pulling up the top 10 scores right now. Shocker, one of them isn't MCW. Sorry, this is taking forever to load. Friggin' technology. All right, so you can't pick Harden, Westbrook, LeBron, Durant, Melo, Davis, Cousins, Curry, Aldridge, Blake Griffin. Oh, Kobe Bryant at 11th. Can go with him.
All right. He does play. Well, the Lakers do play tonight.
Yeah, they're going at the Jazz. Should be a good one for him.
All right, it's such an unwatchable game.
So who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Let's see. There's a lot of options here.
Yeah, I'm having trouble trying to think of anything here. Kevin Garnett. No.
Think so?
No.
Markell Brown?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was crazy that he had 42 minutes the other day.
I'm sure he gets an injury play somewhere.
Yeah. I've got a good one. I've got mine.
I've got an interesting one. What do you got?
I'm going to go Dragic.
Okay.
At Orlando, Elfrid's a little inconsistent as a defender. No Bosh. A lot of shots should be there. I just have a feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go a little off, too. Okay. I'm going to go Isaiah Thomas against the Knicks.
Ooh, that is a good one.
If anyone can get hot, it's him.
And off the bench, too. Ballsy. I like it.
Yeah, it's either that or Terrence Jones, but I'm not picking Terrence Jones yet. Oh, you saw we got our friends and family, huh?
Yeah, I saw that. We got Terrence Jones to help us in our stretch run. I don't think we're going to make it. We had too many injuries.
You know, we have an extra week. This is an odd playoff schedule, We have an extra week to try to come back. I don't know. It's not out of the realm of possibilities.
Yeah, I don't think so either, so... Be cheering us on there in the friends and family. Anything else you got crossing your news desk before we hop off here?
I mean, you know, we can't really trust Fareed tonight, but we couldn't trust him for the past week and a half, so there's nothing new. No more bad news for Drew. He is gone. Just gone.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, hopefully he can figure that out. They're talking about Nate Robinson might go back to the Bulls.
Nice. Okay, that'd be a good ad.
And
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I mean, they only want 15-ish minutes out of him.
Yeah, exactly.
In this case scenario. So, I mean, I hate to say this, and I probably shouldn't, so I'm going to do it anyway. can we call Rose Patrick Waugh or whatever his name is, Brandon Roy?
Brandon Roy, oh yeah. I don't know, because I think Rose won't retire at 26, but I don't know if that's how old he was. I don't remember his age, but
it was well under 30, for sure.
And he also had like a legit issue. I mean, I know Rose's knees are issues, but I don't know. I think Rose has a better chance to bounce back from it than obviously, well, obviously knowing that Roy didn't.
I don't know. I haven't seen how good he's playing at the Y these days.
Oh, that's mean. Boo.
Hey, he's probably getting paid to go out there and do that.
That's true. Well, hopefully he's doing well in life, because that
I
was
have no doubt.
Tough story.
I'll have to check the Twitter sphere.
All right.
No doubt.
All right, we're going to end the show there today. Got another special guest on tomorrow. Be sure to download your Side League app for tomorrow. We're going to be talking the weekend games and our Side League picks for the weekend. That's Side League, one word in the Google Play and App Store. Get it now, set up your profile, and put in Razzball, all caps, as your promo code to get five free dollars to play with to play in the weekend contest this weekend. And we'll catch you tomorrow, man. Take it easy.
All righty. Till then.